friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Browns fans, join the 100,000-plus fans.
That's so serious.
In the official Cleveland Browns fan club. The Browns backers worldwide. It's free to join. The biggest organized fan club in all of sports and includes team shop discounts, special event invitations, and a tourist's favorite exclusive VIP experiences.
You got to have the VIPs.
You got to have the VIPs. Russell Wilson. To join, visit brownsbackers.org. That's brownsbackers.org. To me, big takeaways from the Casserly one. Number one is that he much ado about nothing as it relates to interviewing the quarterbacks at the combine. Number two, he thinks a cornerback would be a bigger priority in free agency for the Cleveland Browns than safety in the Mike Pettine defense.
That's very interesting. I'm thinking it speaks to the theory or the thought process that locking guys down, putting them on an island, isolating them in coverage is going to happen a lot when you're very aggressive with your pass rush. So you'd rather have stronger coverage people. I still think safety has to matter because of the ability to deal also with the run, have those additional players. The safety position isn't really anymore about, quote, in the box guy, not in the box guy. I think they have to be everything.
They got
to
do it all.
Right? I know this, it's very fashionable to point to the Seahawks and say that's the defense you want. Yeah, everybody wants that. Very hard to get. To really get those tall, athletic safeties like they have, those Cam Chancellors and Earl Thomases, who can do it all for you, who can be assets at any aspect. But the less every team wants the ability to have the less amount or least amount of substitution possible.
Well, it makes you wonder if maybe the focus was at the top on a Bird or Ward, and maybe they're going to come in with a better deal for a Mike Mitchell, for a Malcolm Jenkins, who's also 26, somebody like that, maybe a little bit farther down the pecking order as opposed to putting out all that money, or they want to attack it during the draft. Ha-ha, Clinton Dix is in this draft. Calvin Pryor is in this draft. There are some safeties that they could go for, probably with that second first-round pick, that could be utilized on that position. We saw it work very well for the 49ers last year. Eric Reed was their first-round pick, a safety, and really helped that defense on the back end after they lost a Pro Bowler in Deshaun Goldson. So that is a model that perhaps the Browns could follow. But interesting to note there, and speaking of what the Browns are going to do in free agency, we've asked you on Twitter, and we'll continue to do so, who would you rather see, a corner like Sam Shields or the safeties, Jarius Byrd, T.J. Ward, from those three? And Mike in Lima is on the phone on who he thinks the Browns should go after in free agency. What's up, Mike?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'd like to just start off by saying that I'm really glad you guys are on the air.
Thank you.
Desert in this time of the year would drive me crazy if I didn't have you. I had an idea that I would rather have Jarius Byrd until I listened to Mr. Casserly speak, and I thought I might have to reserve my judgment on that one until I get more in tune with what the other two present, because I don't know much about Shields, and I know he's a cornerback instead of a safety. I think safeties would probably be pretty easy to get in the draft. And secondly, I'm going to pass this information on to you, and then I want to hang up and listen to you talk. I read a tweet from Mary Kay Cabot that said that we don't have to pay Bess's guaranteed money because of a void list in his contract. Now, I don't know whether you guys got that information or not, but I didn't want to pass that on.
Sure. Thank you. We're aware that there is definitely something that the Browns can act upon to not pay him. What we don't know, and until it's resolved, and you know, we'll see how public it is then, it's kind of between the team and the player, but we definitely try to keep our ears open in the building and find out what's going on. What we could speculate on is that anytime you go down this road, you're going to get a challenge. I mean, the player is going to try his representatives, the union that's behind him, the NFL Players Association. They're going to do everything they can to try to protect the player's interest, and that's what they're supposed to do. That's why he's paying those dues to the NFLPA his whole career for moments like this where, okay, let's see what kind of case. The Browns say this clause is effective, and he says no. Stuff like that gets challenged and fought about. It's not always cut and dried.
Right. Right. So. Right. And that's, it's going to be resolved at some point. But yes, that language is in there, but it's in every contract. You just don't know how it's going to ultimately play out as it relates to those guys. One other guy I wanted to mention real quickly in terms of the draft to kind of put on your radar if the Browns were to go that route and go that position is to look at the guy from Northern Illinois, Jimmy Ward. I think that he could be a safety, more of a strong safety, but he's the kind of guy that could also fit in if they decided to go that route at, of course, the draft via the draft for a safety. So interesting. All right, Jordan in Canton joins us now talking about the free agents.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I have a couple things I want to address. The first thing, I'm still unsure of why we're still talking about drafting a quarterback. I think the two biggest needs we need are cornerback and a running back. I mean, Brian Hoyer is serviceable. As far as the draft goes, why not draft Sammy Watkins? I mean, we already passed on Julio Jones, and everybody forgot Josh Gordon's a hiccup away from being, you know, getting a big suspension in the NFL. And a quarterback's only as good as what your wide receivers are. You know, look at Matt Ryan this year and when Julio Jones went down.
Yeah, let me interject there. I don't agree that a quarterback is only as good as his wide receivers. I think receivers are only as good as the quarterback. But so that might say more about Ryan than it does about Julio Jones. I mean, as talented as he is, and I'm not discounting the importance of having talented players at that position or what Josh Gordon meant to this team, but that isn't what drives your chain. You know, you've got your train. You've got to have those quarterbacks too. It's important. I'll say this to you. I wouldn't force it, and if that's what you mean by saying, you know, why is this considered a priority, I wouldn't force it, but I'd be stunned if this team comes out of this draft early on without a quarterback. I'd be stunned. I don't think it's something that they could actually afford to do, because what you're then telling me is you just said it, you called Brian Hoyer serviceable. Is that what you're looking for, serviceable? Because you might have to stick with serviceable for a while. And I don't know that making a stronger running game is not balancing out your offense. Your team. It's balancing your offense, but it's not boosting your team is what – I used the wrong word there. It's not boosting your team in the way that a quarterback does. And you also had better be strong somewhere. And if you're not going hog wild for the quarterback early on, you better get the stud pass rusher. You better get that right, because as of right now, the Browns can't point to anyone, and they tried to hit it last year very hard with Paul Kruger and Barkevious Mingo. As we sit here right now, they don't have that player, that difference maker.
And to me, I believe Teddy Bridgewater is worth the fourth pick. To me, he's the only one that I would take at number four. If you'd pass on a quarterback there, then yes, Sammy Watkins is good, but I still think you need to add, whether it be a Derek Carr later, an Aaron Murray later, whoever you decide from that second tier of quarterbacks is your guy, you need to get somebody in here. And in my opinion, if you did that, then you'd probably want to bring in a Matt Schaub or another veteran to compete with Brian Hoyer. I like Brian Hoyer. Let me just state that clearly. I do, but am I ready to completely turn the keys over to Brian Hoyer after seeing two games of him as a starting quarterback in this league? I don't know that. I'd like to give him the opportunity to compete, but a real competition, and if he wins it, I'd love it, and then let's go.
I'm all with you. Real competition. I will reserve judgment as well on a longer-term confidence in Hoyer based on what I see through the offseason, based on what I see in training camp and preseason. We need to see that, and what it tells us both is that in all likelihood, the Browns go into next season or go into offseason after draft and free agency with a true question mark at the quarterback position. Even if they draft the guy, even if they draft your guy at four, Teddy Bridgewater, and say that, I'm not saying on draft day that they found their answer, because we have no idea. We really don't. And you heard Charlie Casserly, and I've heard this from other personnel people, no one is sold enough on those QBs to say they're the guy, that you've got, this will be the draft where you get your franchise guy and the percentages are really in your favor. I hear very little of that. I hear much more of the question than I do of this group, you could say, well, a Bortles, Blake Bortles, possibly the Texans, or Teddy Bridgewater, that they give you the best of this particular group, but weighing it versus franchise guy and feeling confident that that's what you have, I don't get any sense of that at all from anybody.
I don't know. Yeah, and that's what we'll have to see. And to me, if you don't have that guy, you take the best player on your board at four, you trade down a little bit, pick up more assets, and go forward. The Browns, I think they're in a good spot here with the options they will have this offseason. We'll be back kicking off our second hour of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, with some Brown sound from the Auto Show earlier this week.